Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Kashani joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Spirit in the Sky, sort of an oddball 1970 hit, hippie Jesus kind of situation by Jewish singer-songwriter Norman Greenbaum, who is apparently still with us, 83 years old today.
That's a fantastic selection, which brings me to the email that I got yesterday. One of our listeners said, and this person listens on the podcast, it feels like, and so
they must listen on this some kind of stream or something if they're getting the music, because the music is not coming out on the pod anymore.
I thought they just listened to the name of the song. I got to read the email again. Went and looked it up. They then listen to the song that you pick every day, and then they've added it to a playlist, and so they have a "What are we listening today, Chris?" playlist. And
it's on Spotify. You can add it to your, if you do Spotify, you can search that title, find the playlist, hit the plus button and add it to your menu. And you can like, you know, put that on shuffle and that could just, you know, be your soundtrack.
All right. Since we just told him to do that, let's see what he actually said. The name of it is the Chris, What Are We Listening To playlist. Chris, comma, What Are We Listening To playlist. Yeah. Now, your commentary though about this is, well, so for example, this Spirit in the Sky song,
I'm not doing my daily song selections with that in mind.
Right.
And so that's a little more pressure than I need.
Well, and as you said, you don't love all the songs that you select. Most of them you like, though, don't you?
No, most of them. Most of them are things I like, including Spirit in the Sky. I actually have a vinyl copy of that album, which I bought at Garner Records. Shout out Garner Records. No, I like almost everything I do, but every once in a while there'll be something that just fits the news or whatever that is so appropriate that it feels like using that I don't necessarily like as much myself. So there are a few of those sprinkled in.
Is the rest of the Norm, what's his name, album up to this hit standard?
I mean, there aren't any earworms on the level of Spirit in the Sky, but there's some, you know, the weird thing is he was like a goat and a chicken farmer. And like, there's some real pastoral farm stuff. There's also some real like druggy stuff. It's very 1970 hippie kind of stuff.
So speaking of 1970s era, I'm moving, and so I have things I've got to get rid of, and I have a million books, and I have a bunch of mostly 70s vinyl records. You listen to vinyl?
Yeah, I mean, our situation now is I have sort of two stereo setups. I have a full stereo down in the basement, which is sort of our TV rec room, whatever. Uh-huh. And then in the living room, my wife got me sort of as a sort of a housewarming birthday present a couple years ago, got me a nice custom made record cabinet made by a Memphian. I've got a stereo only record player in the living room. So set up with the digital speaker, a Bluetooth speaker. So I only listen to records in the main floor of the house, and so mostly like jazz and Afro pop and stuff like that. But yeah.
Is most of the music you consume Spotify or vinyl? Like, where is there a way you chiefly consume when music?
When I'm in the house, it's mostly vinyl. When I'm in the car, it's mostly Spotify. I got so many CDs and I barely use them anymore because I don't have a CD player in my car anymore.
Right. Yeah. Well, one of the challenges of this, by these records that I have is, I mean, they've been stored in 150 degree heat. they must have melted. When you buy a used record from a record store, are you usually pretty confident that it still plays effectively without any?
Yeah, I mean, well, most places they're not sealed. You can take the record out and look at it, and so you can see how scratched it is or warped it is or whatever. Every once in a while, you'll get an unpleasant surprise. You'll come home and, like, you know, you paid $15 or whatever for this record. It's got a skip on one of the tracks or whatever.
Right.
That's generally not the case. Reputable stores won't really do that. They'll
look at it.
One of them will give you a grade on, like, a price tag. It'll say fair, good, very good, whatever. And you can take the record out and look at it.
I got you. All right. Okay. You can go listen to the list on Spotify. It's got hundreds and hundreds of songs on it, by the way, at this point. He said he's been doing it for more than 200 days. So, lots of selections there. Grizzlies Kings tonight, but unfortunately, Jaren doubtful with an ankle. And it feels like, Keegan Murray may make his season debut, and Sabonis didn't play last night. But if you had a choice between playing against the Thunder or the Grizzlies and you're the Kings, you might deploy him against the Grizzlies. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I looked this morning for the injury reports, and because the Kings played last night, they had not submitted an injury report yet for tonight. So I don't know. Like, there is no injury report for them. So maybe Sabonis plays, maybe he doesn't. I mean, if Jaren is not going to play, and obviously Jaren really struggled in the fourth quarter of the last two games, and the ankle may have been part of his second half problems from the last game. Who knows? That's probably too much of an excuse, but it was also a real thing. Like, he twisted the ankle in the game, and you can see him playing through it. You know, the Kings have lost 7 in a row, and they're 3-11 or 3-12 or whatever they are, and you're at home, and they played last night. And, like, all those things point to, like, the Grizzlies should be favored this game. They should win this game. Until you look at the players who might be on the floor. And if Sabonis is back and Murray is back, and there's already, you know, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Malik Monk and Russell Westbrook and, like, all these players.
They got real players, yeah.
Yes. And the Grizzlies are going to put out a lineup on the floor that if you're not a Grizzlies fan, you don't know who any of these guys are for the most part, if Jaren's not playing. So if you have no point guards and no Jaren, I mean, it's a bad spot. Hopefully, you know, at home.
So the starting lineup without Jaren, the starting lineup is going to be Vince Williams, Jalen Wells, Coward, Edie, and Santi?
Yeah, presumably. Unless you just really want, like, Santi coming off the bench. Like, I could see a situation, because Sacramento is not big, where if you just wanted to bring Santi off the bench, you know, 4 minutes in the game to give you some pop, you could, like, start KCP, because Coward rebounds so well. And I think one of the questions I have about the Grizzlies, and I wrote about this a little bit this week, or at least referenced it, is this question of how you – what are the best ED lineups that do not include Jaren? Well, you got 48 minutes maybe to figure something out tonight, unfortunately. And I almost think that playing small around Edie is better, because they were not good last year with, like, the Edie Aldama lineups and some of that kind of stuff.
By the way, not because Jaren, I can't imagine this is going to keep him out that long. He's only doubtful tonight. Do they have a possibility of another exception looming?
Well, no. I mean, not currently. You have to have four players out. Four players have to have missed three games, and so Ja has only missed one game so far. So you have to miss two more before you can even – that becomes operable on the front end. And then on the back end, those four players who have missed three games have to all be projected to miss the next 2 weeks.
I see.
And so by the time you can exercise that relative to Ja,
hopefully
the
he'll be
reevaluation
on his way
period is only a week away. So,
So there's no – no hope there. How this is a silly question. How important do you think it is that they win some games? Like that they, you know, like that they that they win tonight.
Well, I always hate to put so much on individual games. I mean, you got to start getting wins at some point, right? This is a good opportunity. I think it's twofold. I think, and I may write a little bit about this maybe next week. I hate that we've gotten to the point where, like, every week has to be like a referendum on the state of the franchise instead of just writing about the basketball as it comes.
Right.
But this season, from the beginning, this season has been about two different things parallel to each other. One of them is the competitive enterprise, and one of them is the evaluation. And the competitive enterprise, like, you know, the more you lose, the worse that gets. The evaluation situation, you can't really get a good evaluation until you get the key pieces all together for an extended period. And who knows if that'll ever happen. But if you can get that to happen, you want it to be in a situation where people are still bought in and trying to do something. And so you don't want the thing to slip away you don't want it to slip away so much that both tracks sort of get blown up. And because at that point, what are you doing?
Right. In terms of the evaluation, you are evaluating Ja and Jaren, but then you're evaluating Ja and Jaren with how the pieces fit around Jaren.
I said this on the pod we did this week. I had Keith Parrish as the guest with Drew out.
Uh-huh.
It's about five people. It's about Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson, Cedric Howard, Zach Edey, and Tuomas Iloilo. You need to get those four players playing for that coach. Or like, can we get 3 weeks? I don't know. Can you get right now we have 5 minutes. We got literally 5 minutes of this. Can you get like 3 or 4 weeks of that? And then you can take a look at it. Because the decision to be made essentially is how many of those five people are you carrying into next season? That's the decision, the bigger decision that has to be made. And it you're going to have to make that decision regardless, but you would like to be able to actually see those five people working together for some extended period of time.
It does feel like, and I'm, this is almost a relief to me, that some of the Iloilo stuff has, whatever, like 2 weeks ago, all we were talking about on the radio and felt like on social media was Iloilo, Iloilo, Iloilo. I do think it's nice that at least we aren't having a referendum on Iloilo, because I think there is generally accepted that it would be ridiculous. right? Like,
it depends on where you're at. I mean, if you're super attuned to what are the most addicted, most phone addicted people on Twitter talking about? Then no, you're incorrect. But in a broader sense, I think you are correct.
All right. You didn't include Jalen Wells on that list. You didn't include, I mean, all those players are. I mean, Vince, whether this is real, like there are other evaluations
that
matter.
Like, yeah. You have other pieces to carry beyond the season, but I'm talking about your real evaluation of where you're going as a franchise. Is to me about those five people.
And it's, by the way, part of the evaluation with Zach Edey and Cedric Howard, at least the under one scenario, the hope is that these are they are terrific complementary pieces, like third and fourth best players on the team. And they could be really good third and fourth best players on a team. Is part of the evaluation thinking about how they would be and could be as something more than that? Like in the second choice that we have, which is to get off the John Jaren highway, those guys are elevated into something more than the third and fourth best players on the team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why you need to sort of see them together. I mean, there's a sense of, I mean, they can work both ways. We talked about this a little bit with Cowher. Like, he can be so good that makes it easier for you to move forward to a different era. He could be so good that you think, okay, like, we don't have to wait too long. Like, we can just get everybody healthy next season. He's ready to be, you know, a top three guy on a good team next season. So it can go either way. And clearly, I mean, when I talk about who you're going to keep going forward, I mean, you're going to keep Edey and Cowher, barring something dramatically surprising. But you're trying to evaluate them with these people, right? How well do they work with John Jaren, and how soon, how well do they work with Iloilo and vice versa? You're trying to develop all that together. I think the Edey thing, I have been and continue to be high on Edey. I don't see Edey being more than a third or fourth guy necessarily.
Right.
With Cowher, I do think that's possible. I think that's asking to assume that already is a little much. You know, he could top out as something that's just a slightly better version of what he's already been.
OG Anunoby isn't the second best player on a team. He's a right.
Right.
Yeah.
So even a good outcome of Cowher could be less than that. What we've seen from him in terms of his pure shooting ability, if he can just, you know, the handle can improve a little bit, the explosiveness can improve a little bit, there is an upside beyond that with him, clearly.
I did like what you just said about the timeline, because I remember that earlier this year, one of your questions was, did these timelines match up? If you're counting on Ja and Jaren being the fulcrum of a very good team, can the others be ready soon enough? You know, by the time they're really ready to contribute as on a really high level team, will we have already passed the prime of Ja and Jaren? And I think you're right. It looks very promising. Honestly, the shakiest part of that now is Ja and Jaren in some ways.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know what, if Ja and Jaren were what we hoped they could be, these two are both maybe ahead of schedule.
If you got the best versions of what you've already seen, right? The best versions of what you've already seen from Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson, best version of Ja was second team All-NBA. Best version of Jaren was like one or two votes away from third team All-NBA. If you got the best versions of those two right now with Coward and Edie, and you felt like you could get those versions for the next two or three years, I think your choice is pretty easy. But there's a lot of doubt about getting the best version of those guys, especially going forward, and especially with Ja going forward.
Yeah. Especially with Ja going forward. Yeah. Okay. A couple other things real quick. Yesterday, there was a lot of Steve Kerr's quotes about pace, pace of play and the nature of the season. So many games, so many jammed together, whatever, is what's causing these soft tissue injuries. Now, I suspect that Kerr has had many more conversations with medical professionals on this than either of us have. But it only stands to reason. It sort of was a dot there when I saw it, but it was interesting to see him say it. And the problem is that you can say that all you want. Nobody is willing to do the thing that you would have to do to fix it.
Well, there's two things you could do to maybe fix it. One is what you're talking about. I think you're alluding to reducing the schedule, which I think almost everyone who is not monetarily connected to the NBA thinks they need to do. The other thing is that it's a choice to play so fast, right? And that's something I've been wondering about.
Interesting.
Like, you know, I wonder if at some point, if everyone starts playing fast and there's lots of injuries, is there a competitive advantage to slowing down and being healthier? You know, I kind of wonder about that a little bit. I also wonder, I think people who only watch the Grizzlies and now have been watching them lose every game sort of underrate how much the league is shifting in the direction they think the Grizzlies are shifting, in terms of pace and depth and not playing the heavy minutes and all that. But at some point, it's like, if everyone is doing that, I'm skeptical about that as a competitive advantage anyway, as I've said and written. But if everybody starts doing some version of that, then even more so, how is it a competitive advantage, right?
Right.
So I wonder about some of that stuff, too.
It is interesting.
There's a cycle that will slow back down.
The Grizzlies are one of the few teams in the league that's playing slower this year.
This has been a weird thing. If you look during the losing streak, I looked at this morning, during the 5-game losing streak, they're 16th in pace. And so, like, I'm sure their fans out there are like, well, they need to slow down. This European stuff's not working. Like, you could argue that, like, the problem is that they're not playing fast enough right now. Like, they're actually not getting into the pace they want to get into.
Right. All right. Grizz Kings tonight at FedEx Forum. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. All right, we're going to play Write It and Ride Trivia now. And the rules of this game are you have to either best Jeffrey, good luck with that, or you have to play honorably. We should all be capable of that. And we can tell. We can tell. We can discern. Jeffrey, what color are we going to take?
Let's take caller number 3.
445-0929. 445-0929. Is the phone number. But did you say 3 because after the Bahamas, the Tigers will have 3 wins?
Yeah, of course.
445-0929. We'll play Right of the Right Trivia. Kevin Cerita will join the show. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined by Kevin Cerrito. Kevin, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. The holiday season, we talked about it last week. It is officially here now because it's the last Rider Than Ride trivia before Thanksgiving. We're a week away from Thanksgiving next week. And we've got some fun stuff happening. We're kicking off the holiday season with free events around the Memphis area on Monday. IKEA Bingo. There's still a few slots left. You want to play free bingo at IKEA, and you can win some holiday gifts that you can keep for yourself or you can re-gift them. We're going to weigh some cool stuff from IKEA at IKEA. That's this coming Monday. You can find the link on our website, CerritoEntertainment.com. Tuesday, we're giving away free Gus's. You can get free Gus's, like $200 gift card we're giving away at Leonard's Barbecue at Trivia Night. You just got to show up for a chance to win. You don't even have to get a question right. Just like Rider Than Ride Trivia, you don't even have to get a question right on Tuesday to possibly win $200 to Gus's. That's happening on Tuesday. Wednesday, which is one of the most popular nights of the year to go out, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we will be out with all of our regular scheduled trivia and music bingo events. And then Friday on Black Friday, we're taking Thanksgiving off. But Friday for Black Friday, we'll be at Huey Southwind, where we are every Friday. And we'll have a special music bingo at Laughlin Yard, where we'll kick off Christmas music bingo season. And we'll give away that Sip of Memphis Brewery Tour from City Brew Tour. So we're giving away tons of stuff next week as we kick off the holiday season. Got some exciting stuff that we'll be announcing as the season gets into full gear. So I'm very excited about that. And excited about today's game. Who we got playing?
So what's interesting is I'm always a little wary of this, Jeffrey. We got Craig who's driving.
Mm-hmm.
Craig who's driving. Driving can be perilous. Craig, how are you?
I'm good. Just hands are at 10 and 2.
Hands are at 10 and 2. Are you talking on some sort of a Bluetooth contraption? The police aren't going to, constabulary aren't going to pull you over?
That's correct.
All right. I'm going to turn things over to Kevin Cerrito. May the best man win.
Yeah, the extra tough today with the weather the way it is. It is storming.
It's moist
out there. So everybody, please drive safe. Okay. All right. This is Rider Than Ride Trivia. Your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If so, you'll win. Of course, you just got to play honorably to take away the prize with you. And I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time if you miss a question and vice versa in order to add some points to your score. So if you're ready, I'm ready. We'll fire up the intro. Jeff Calkins Show. All right. Do you want to start with breakfast or lunch? It's always breakfast or lunch time. When we do this radio show every Thursday, like when I'm done, I eat lunch. It's the earliest lunch I eat every week is right when we finish doing this. But breakfast or lunch, which one do you want here?
Let's do breakfast.
Breakfast. A cuckoo bird named Sunny is the mascot for what cereal?
Cocoa Puffs.
That's right. He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
1-0, Jeffrey. Off to a quick
You got lunch, Jeffrey.
All right.
What fast food chain?
I'll never forget Cinnamonies.
What fast food chain has a new limited time holiday menu item featuring turkey, ham, and chicken called the Turkhamkin?
Turkey, ham, and chicken?
Turkhamkin.
Yes.
Yes.
The Turkhamkin is the name of the new registered trademark menued item. Turkhamkin. Turkhamkin.
That feels very Subway. I'm going to say Subway.
You got it this week, yeah. Jeffrey. It is Subway.
That's a hell of a guess there. That's a hell of a guess. I would have been absolutely flummoxed by that one. But it's tied at 1.
Subway with 3 new festive menu items. They all have the Subway's new stuffing and cranberry sauce on top of them. This one, Turkhamkin. They're using the kin from chicken to make that.
Aaliyah would like everyone to know that KFC's brought back chicken pot pies as well.
Chicken pot pie
for the season. Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. I'm going to go have lunch after this.
There you go.
All right. It's official. 1-1. What's next?
Movies or video games?
Ooh, let's do movies.
Greta Gerwig is most famous for directing Barbie, but her solo directorial debut was what Oscar-nominated coming-of-age film?
I do not know.
Steal.
This is when we should have a phone Harrington as a lifeline. What is it, Jeffrey?
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird is correct.
Boy.
Jeffrey, quick on that.
You know, one of the nice things about having someone driving is I'm pretty confident they're playing honorably. You know, like
that's especially with the phone being on. Yeah,
with the phone. Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly this. If they're driving around in the rain and whatever else, I don't assume they're going to be Googling. Anyway, over to Jeffrey. He's got the lead.
Video
Jeffrey,
games.
Puffles were the round, energetic, furry pets in what massive multiplayer online game that was shut down in 2017?
Puffles?
Puffles. P-U-F-F-L-E-S. Puffles.
What game shut down?
Jeffrey did not play this. This is a shutdown in 2017.
All right. Let's see. No, I'm trying to think. I'm between two. It's like
I mean, you have to do lunch things seriously. Like I mean, we're gonna do dinner questions.
We'll go with one of them.
Yeah, I don't think Fortnite should. I'm just gonna say Angry Birds.
Angry Birds is incorrect. Do you want to steal, Craig, or you want to hold on to that?
I do not know.
All right, Club Penguin was the name of this popular game, Club Penguin.
No chance.
No chance there for Jeffrey. Poetry or money? Poetry or money?
Oh, money.
Money. What bird is featured on the $1 Canadian coin?
What bird?
Yes.
Puffer.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, you've already stolen.
Is it the loon?
It is the loon. The loon.
Because they're called loonies. They're called loonies. That's why. Yeah, absolutely. It's a loony.
There you go.
That's what happens.
And Jeff has weighed in for the first question he knew today.
Exactly. No, I knew Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was my era. That's what happens when you grow up across, you know.
From Buffalo.
The Niagara River from Canada. Like, that was Canada for us was like Arkansas. So, you'll hear from me. You'll only hear from me if by some chance I happen to know an answer. Over to Jeffrey.
Great, great, very Memphis description. Canada like Arkansas there for you up there. All right, Jeffrey, you get poetry. What type of bird repeatedly says nevermore in an 1845 Edgar Allan Poe poem?
The raven.
That is correct, the raven. The score is now
3-1.
Not out of reach yet. It's 3-1 as we go to social studies or science.
Science.
What part of a bird's digestive tract sometimes holds stones to help grind food up?
stomach.
That is not correct. We're looking for gizzard. Gizzard.
You got to give me a chance to guess when I know them.
Oh, you know that one. You know that one.
Gizzard. Yeah. It's the gizzard.
I like this, Kevin. Go ahead and take away his only move here.
My only pleasure is when the rare time someone else doesn't know one. All right, it's 3-1 still. Over to Jeffrey.
The Memphis Gizzards, sponsored Jack Purtle, would be the sponsor of the jerseys for that.
Mm-hmm.
Social studies is for you, Jeffrey. The Great Seal of the United States portrays an eagle holding 13 arrows in one talon and what symbol of peace in the other?
The olive branch.
Olive branch is correct. I will use this moment to plug that we are at Playing Music Bingo in Olive Branch now on Monday night.
That's so well done. It wouldn't be as peaceful if the eagle were holding a dove in its other hand.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't feel as if that poor dove's about to die.
Yeah.
You know, so you had to go olive branch there, right?
Mm-hmm.
4-1.
Gotta go
ridiculous.
Olive.
Four to one.
This is all ridiculous, Craig, and you're losing. Sadly, 4-1. From my perspective, are we to the final round?
Yeah, yes, we are. Olive Branch Huey's, by the way, on Mondays at 7 is for Music Bingo. Final round. Yes, the category. Can anybody guess what the category is?
Maybe I'll go to Huey's for lunch.
Bird.
Yes, great guess. This is Ben. It is birds. If you haven't noticed, every question has somehow been related to birds this round.
Craig's on top of that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of a mystery theme is what we call it. Every trivia night, we have one round. We got to figure out what the hidden theme is. This one has been birds. Your final round will conclude with a birds question. You want A or B.
Jeffrey,
birds
how many are you wagering, Jeffrey? Jeffrey's wagering one. Craig is wagering one. Off we go. You want A or B, Craig?
I always go B, but I'm going A because my choices have been terrible.
Yeah, not good today.
If that helps. Of course, obviously, birds in honor of Thanksgiving next week. We're going with A. The national bird of Panama is what massive raptor that has been known to plunk monkeys and sloths from trees? They've been plucking the monkeys and sloths from trees. What national bird of Panama that is a massive raptor?
It's terrible.
I have no idea.
I like that Craig just comes out and says, I don't know it. He said that five or six times this time.
He never wins points for guessing.
And I don't know this one either, so I'm not going to jump in. What's the answer?
The harpy eagle. The harpy eagle.
Of course.
How'd you miss that, Craig? What a moron.
Craig, my mom lived in Panama, and they went to Panama this year, and I had no freaking clue.
Over to Jeffrey.
Let's see. What state in the United States here, Jeffrey, uses a blue hen as an official symbol?
He's going to get this.
Delaware?
The Delaware Blue Hens, yeah.
There you go.
It's got to be. You should have not faded yourself. Yeah, you doubted yourself, man. That was a disaster. So it's 6-0. Nice effort, Craig.
Five.
Five?
Five. I just got one.
Did he play honorably?
Of course.
I think he played honorably. Thanks, Craig. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Kevin, where are people going to be? Where are y'all? Where are your minions? How can people figure out where your minions are going to be if they want fun and games this holiday season?
Go to CerritoEntertainment.com. You can see our full schedule. We're once Thanksgiving hits, we start having Christmas Music Bingo every night somewhere in the Memphis area. We'll have some holiday-themed trivia, as we always do as well. And if you need a last-minute booking for your holiday party, I've heard from some people this week, you can add some fun to your holiday celebration by giving us, just shoot us an email. You can find the email on the website at CerritoEntertainment.com. Our games are perfect for groups of all ages and sizes.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Cockenshire, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, Jeffrey, I have a small problem, and that is, so I'm moving. I got to get rid of books, right? I have a million books. Some are sports books. But then the bigger challenge is I have all this sports stuff.
Mm.
I've got Sports Illustrateds mostly from the 70s and 80s, right? And then I have media guides, like... from over the course of my career. And what would happen is that I mostly would just throw in a box. If I happened to go to a Final Four or a Masters or a Super Bowl, I'd throw the program in. I'd throw a, you know, whatever. So I've got Duke basketball from years they won, and Florida football from years they won, and Alabama football from years they won, and like that, right? And
sure.
And a lot of Super Bowl programs, and I can't bear to throw that stuff away. But I don't want to just say, come take it either. Like, give it to, like, you want it, you want, and then you think, oh, well, can you sell any of this stuff? Like, even if I just gave the money to charity, could I at least sell it and give the money to, like, not trying to get rich off it? Is it worth anything? So I did go look up Sports Illustrateds, and there, if they have a mailing label on them, they're not worth as much. And almost everything I have has a mailing label
yeah.
on it because I got a subscription, okay?
Yeah, I can see
that. That's one thing. Newsstand is much more. Secondly, obviously condition matters, and these aren't necessarily all in great condition. I just shoved them in a box, right? I didn't put them with a board in the back and, whatever. They're just thrown in a box. But then the only ones that have, like, hundreds of dollars of value are – can you guess? Just of a theme? It's basically first time Tiger was on the cover.
Oh,
first time Jordan
okay,
was on the
yeah.
cover. It's sort of like the equivalent of rookie cards,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
First time Jordan was on the cover. First time Tom Brady was on the cover. Like those. And I don't even know. I can go through them and see if I have any of those. But then also all these media guides. What do I – like I think if I went to eBay and was of a mind and knew how to do that, like, I suspect someone could make some monies, even if it's like getting $30 for this one media guy. Well, plus then there's all the stuff I have from the, like, I've got the D'Angelo Williams car.
Oh yeah.
I think I'll keep that.
True collector's
it's
item.
It's still in a box, right? I actually looked at that one on eBay. Now what people are asking for on eBay is different than what they're selling for. But I think I looked that up real quick, and I saw someone asking $200 for the D'Angelo car, right? So or whatever. There was like,
there's no pricing guide.
I got the Mount Rushmore of the Core Four. You know, you got all of just the, all that stuff that they gave. You know, like all that stuff. What do I do with it? I don't even have an. Well, the house that we're moving to is smaller.
Yeah.
I don't even off. I won't have an office to quote unquote display it, and I'm not really a display memorabilia
guy
anyway.
The last time or the time that we moved, my mom threw out my dad's Sports Illustrated. He had like, I mean,
you
probably an extra 10 years on you.
Right. That was but the truth of the matter is these are mostly like Tim Buckley at the Daily Memphian. He threw out his Sports Illustrated. He was having a rushed move or something and he just couldn't. And he just had to, and it broke his heart and he bemoans it ever since. I could give him mine, but they're not the same. Your dad wouldn't want my Sports Illustrated.
No, he wants his.
He wants his.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, so what do you do with this stuff? I really need, here's what I need. Feels like you want to do this. I need someone who's 22 years
old.
Does
it bring you joy, Jeff?
And loves, they're just going to be in a box. And knows how to do eBay and loves it and would love going through this stuff.
I've only had a 22-year-old son.
And would none of my kids would have the slightest interest in this. And wants to go through this and figure out what's valuable and sell it on eBay.
At Jeff underscore Calkins.
And I'll give them half, and I'll donate my half to a worthy cause.
At Jeff underscore Calkins.
Yeah.
If you want to,
I can't bring myself to
somewhat
just,
paid work.
I guess I can't bring myself to just chuck it. I mean, can I chuck that? What years did Florida win the national championship in football?
1996.
Can I chuck the 1996 Florida media guide?
I mean,
I got some Ole Miss ones too. I kept the one with Eli on the cover. You know, I could send him to Lane.
Mm-hmm.
I could send him to Lane.
Like Lane, which one do you want? Do you want the LSU ones?
And then I have things that I'm probably not going to let go of. Like I told you this before because we talked about this briefly one other time. I have the official stat book from Memphis beating Tennessee in football. And I have that. But I also have, like, the Tennessee won the Fiesta Bowl when they won the national championship over Florida, over Nebraska. It was Nebraska, right?
No.
Florida State.
With the third quarterback.
Did they get crushed by Nebraska in another Fiesta Bowl?
That was the year before.
That was it. So, yeah. So I have both of those.
Yeah, the knee bursitis.
I got, like, the programs and the media guides from those years. What do you do with those? I got a pair of chopsticks from the Beijing Olympics.
There you go.
They have the little official whatever they gave them out as
sounds
a media,
like you need a recycling
media gift
receptacle.
I probably need a bonfire is what I need, but I can't bring myself.
We don't burn the written word,
to
Jeff.
Part with this chopsticks would burn nicely.
Yes, of course.
What's coming up next?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Bennett Doyle joins their program today. Eric Hasselstein, Jason Smith will join David Cobb and I on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
We got a couple of big games tonight. We got Purdue.
Woo!
And
Jeff's fired up for him.
The Tigers, I'm fired up for that one. And then we got the Grizzlies and the Kings right there at FedEx Forum. So enjoy yourself. Take it all in. Plus, the Bills are playing on the tube tonight.
Go Bills.
Take it all in. And we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow for Now Our Work is Done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.